Lord Irwin as Finnegan in...
Phone again, Finnegan.
Hello, this is Finnegan.
Starring Stuart Irwin as Finnegan, the manager of Welcome Arms Apartment.
For Finnegan's a wonderful guy.
And now let's drop in at the Welcome Arms Apartment, where manager Fairchild Finnegan is setting up his routine for the day, assisted by the capable Fanjohn Smith.
Let's see. Coal's ordered, plumbing's repaired, there. Anything else to be taken care of, Fanchon?
Oh, yes, Finnegan. Mrs. Burbank is complaining about that peeping Tom again.
Huh? But that peeping Tom was arrested 3 days ago.
Yeah, that's why she's complaining. She's lonesome.
Oh.
Welcome on. Oh, just a minute. Phone again, Finnegan.
Hello. Oh, hello, Julius. Huh? I did your brother's homework yesterday, and he was kept after school. Now you want me to do your homework. Oh, your teacher looks like Betty Grable, huh? Julius, you go dunk your swyback.
Oh, that Julius Flynn. 6 years old, and he can whistle like a wolf through his teething range.
Yeah, he's precocious.
You mean ferocious. Oh. Why, when he's in kindergarten, it's like a Harpo Marx movie. Office. Just a minute. Phone again, Finnegan.
Hello. Yes, Mr. Martin. Oh, all right. I'll see that it doesn't happen again.
What's the matter?
He's his father. He wants me to put his son's electric trains away when I get through playing with him.
Oh, Finnegan, aren't you a bit too old for toys?
Yeah. I should play more games, like Parcheesi.
Well, when you get to post office, let me know.
Well, good morning, my dear children.
Well, Wilfred, is something wrong? You aren't wearing your fangs today.
The day is young.
Matter of fact, my friends, I feel rather good.
Why? Did you poison somebody?
Ah, now, Finnegan, maybe Wilfred has turned over a new leaf.
Turned over a new leaf? He'd have to turn over a whole tree.
pick on me. I was just having fun riding your bicycle, Finnegan.
Oh, did you borrow my bike again?
Yeah, but I'm getting tired of it. When are you going to get a two-wheeler?
Wilfred, it is a two-wheeler.
Then your sprocket's dragging. By the way, I let some other kids ride it, too.
Well, I'm glad you were generous, Wilfred.
Then everybody's happy. The kids got to ride, and I've got $1.20.
Oh, Wilfred, you charged those kids for riding my bike?
Don't get sore. Here's your cut.
Are you offering me 20 cents?
All right. Let's not haggle. Take it 25 cents.
Oh, that's better. Wilfred, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I am. I should have got twice as much.
I wish you were like other kids.
Uncle Finney.
Oh, Bunny, baby. Now, here, Wilfred, you should try to be more like Bunny.
Like Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, call me Peter Wabbit.
Oh, my. Whenever I leave you two alone, you always get into an argument.
But I was telling Wilfred I wish he'd be more like you.
That would be silly. He's a boy.
The girl has a point, Finnegan.
Mm-hmm. Here I am, between the devil and those deep blue eyes again.
Uncle Finn, mm-hmm. You should have more patience with Wilfred. He looks like such a nice, sweet boy.
You mean that, or is it because I've got $1.20 in my pocket?
Oh, no, Wilfred. I like you for yourself. How much did you say you have?
All women are alike. Well, I'm going to put the bike in the cellar.
Yeah. Somebody should have a good talk with that boy.
Perhaps I'd better. What would you like for dinner tonight, Uncle Finney?
Oh, some hot dogs, beans, sauerkraut, and a glass of beer.
Okay.
Will you remember that?
Oh, sure. Lamb chops, carrots, and a glass of milk.
That's just what I said.
I don't know what would happen to you if I wasn't around. You wouldn't eat the right things or clean your hair. Oh, Uncle Finney.
Oh, all right, Bunny. I'll comb it right away.
See that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get some perfume to make you smell nice.
Now, just a minute.
It's men's perfume, Uncle Finney. It's called Old Harness Saddle and Wagon Wheel.
Oh. No. Gosh, Bunny.
You'll be more appealing to the ladies.
Yeah, lady horses.
I'll get it, and you will wear it.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't get into any mischief while I'm gone.
No, ma'am.
Bye.
Goodbye. Dolly Fenton, she treats me like a baby.
She certainly does mother you.
Yeah. And you know something?
What?
I love it.
Office. Just a minute. Phone again, Finnegan.
Hello. Yes, Mr. Winkle. Well, boys will be boys. Why? I don't know why. They just generally are, that's all. Huh? Oh, all right. All right, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, Mr. Winkle. Now, there's a man who was born screaming and is still at it 70 years later.
Yeah.
What's he complaining about now?
The kid's in the empty lot. He says they knocked a baseball through his window and hurt his hand.
Why doesn't he wear a catcher's mitt?
I better go out and ask the kids to quit.
Yeah, and I better go with you. The last time you talked to those kids, they hit you over the head with third base.
No, it wasn't their fault. They didn't know it was loaded. And besides, you can't leave.
Well, I put your bike in the cellar, Finnegan.
Oh, thanks.
Now, can I borrow you pinochles, Dick? Those kids might have some money left.
Wilfred, I'd like you to do something for me. After all, your mother does own this apartment building.
So what?
Well, I'd like you to watch the switchboard for a few minutes.
Listen, my mother also owns a set of false teeth, but that doesn't mean I have to wear them.
Look, Wilfred, you mind the switchboard, or some dark night when you walk up an alley...
Fenton, my dear, you talked me into it. I'll be happy to watch your switchboard.
Yeah, that's a good boy, Wilfred. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, might as well read a new book. The Psychological Approach to Understanding Inferior Adults. This is interesting. Never worked a switchboard before, but for a mind like mine, it should be simple. Hello?
Hello. I want some information.
You do? Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Some kid rode a bicycle through my new cement sidewalk before it was dry.
Don't say.
I do say. The tire marks are as clear as day. Do you know anyone who owns a bicycle with crisscross tires?
That's a very interesting question. I think I do know such a person.
Good. Tell me who it is and I'll tear his ears off.
That shouldn't be difficult. He has the kind of ears you can get a good grip on.
Then you do know what he looks like. Good. And tell me quickly.
Well... He's got a nose like a potato.
I'll mash it.
And he wears his hair like a cocker spaniel's ears.
Never mind. What's his name?
His name? What's it worth to you, bud?
What's it worth? Why, this is extortion. I won't pay a cent.
You won't? Well, I can't waste my time talking to pikers. Such stupidity. When I think that someday I'll be a grown-up, too, it depresses me.
Well, I'm back, Wilfred. Anyone call?
Yeah, a man called.
Oh, did he say what he wanted?
He wasn't quite sure.
Oh, my. I hope he calls back.
I have a strange feeling he will. Where's Finnegan?
Out on the vacant lot trying to get the kids to stop playing baseball.
Why talk to those runts? I can pick them off one by one from my window with a slingshot.
And when I was on the Wichita Eagles sub-team, I really could swat them out.
Well, show us how you bat them, Mr. Finnegan.
Oh, no. I'd probably knock the ball into someone's window, just the way you fellas did.
Oh, no, you won't. Just butt one.
Well, all right. Pitch an easy one to me. Nice and easy.
Okay. Here she comes. Gee, look at it go. Over the fence.
Pretty good, wasn't it? Now, why did that drugstore have to be there?
Gee, old Doc Brunell's store window. Hey, we better run for it. Jiggers, come on, Finnegan, run.
Oh, my.
Follow me, Finnegan, over the fence.
Oh, I wish that fence wasn't there. It isn't there now.
Come on, keep on running.
I'm coming.
Now hold still, boss. You got a few more splinters in this side.
Take it easy, Larson.
By Yimini, you look like a porcupine with a crew cut. What happened?
Oh, not much, Larson. I just hit a baseball through old Doc Burnell's store window.
Did it break?
Only in one place. All over.
Well, boss, I wouldn't worry about one window.
Well, that wasn't all. I knocked a whole fence down. I didn't miss one picket.
What was Pickett doing on the fence? He ain't got no labor trouble.
No, but I tore him a union suit. And then I ran into a clothesline with nice, clean clothes on it.
Did you run into any white shirts, size 15 and a half?
And then I got my face all tangled up in those three-cornered pants, and I couldn't see where I was running. And then things began to happen.
Things began to happen? Boss, life for you is no bed of roses.
I was in one of those, too.
I wondered what the petunias was doing in your hair.
Petunias in my hair?
Yeah, they make you look cute.
Oh. I shudder to think what I've done. I must have torn up the whole garden.
Is that all you did?
Well, that's all, except... Oh, I hate to think what happened next.
Well, get it off your chest, boss. Squeal on yourself.
I ran down the street with those things over my head and...
Oh, dear. This is going to be good.
Stop smacking your lips and rubbing your hands together.
Excuse me, boss.
Well, I ran into Fraschini's vegetable stand and he almost caught me. I slipped on the bananas.
Well, how come he didn't catch you?
Fraschini, he slipped on his zucchini.
Boss.
Yes, Larson.
You are in a jam.
Yeah. And we've got to straighten it out.
See? Now, just a minute. I've done nothing.
But you've got to help me, Larson.
I think I will just stay here in the cellar. This is an unlucky day.
Oh, please, Larson. Take this money and pay Doc Brunell for his window and tell the others I'll repair all the damage.
Don't worry, boss. I'll take care of everything for you. Are you sure you haven't forgotten anything?
Well, I don't think so. Oh, yes, I ran across the street against the signals. Send $2 to traffic court and tell them I've been jaywalking.
Jaywalking?
Uh-huh.
You was playing around like a yay bird, too.
Oh, I shouldn't have run after I broke that window. I acted just like one of those kids.
Jesse James, he is a Dillinger, a public enemy.
He rode his bike through my fresh cement.
He should be handcuffed, a disgrace to the neighborhood.
Here's the bum bat, the mullet, the good friend.
He can't hear him.
One at a time.
You're first, lady. What's your complaint?
Captain, that boy is a scoundrel. He tore my wash line and ruined everything. And poor Julia, only 2 months old without any...
Ah, he short changed the kid, huh? And you then. Now, what's it with you?
He means you.
Oh, yeah, me. Well, the ruffian deliberately knocked a baseball through my window. Broke it into 1,000 pieces.
Why do windows always break into 1,000 pieces? Don't they ever break into 300 pieces or 647 pieces?
Well, I counted them, sir. 1,000 pieces exactly.
All right, get that box of glass off me, desk. I'll take your word for it. Now, you're next.
Oh, Captain, please. My nice, fresh banana, a swish. My nice new beans, a prop. My nice new watercress, a swoosh. Every inches ago, a squish, a prop, a swoosh. Oh, let's get the bat of a beer.
Quiet now. Well, this looks like a one-boy crime wave. Now take some men and scour the neighborhood for the hoodlum. Hold on, you sure. Call the reform school and tell them they'll soon have a new student. Did you hear me?
You sure.
All right.
Finnegan started things rolling with a baseball bat, and unknown to him, also started a police hunt for a big boy who answers his description.
Say, you're behaving strangely, Finnegan. What have you done?
I'm ashamed to tell you, Fanchon. I just feel silly and unwanted.
Oh, you're silly to feel unwanted. Because somewhere, someplace, I feel sure... somebody wants you.
After what I've done. Oh, no, they don't.
Oh, so that's what's on your mind. You feel badly because you chased the boy.
I'll say I do.
Must have hurt you to do that.
Yes, in more places than one.
Well, don't be so upset. Anyone think you knocked that baseball through the window?
Has Larson been talking?
Finnegan, something is up. Tell me, where's the body?
Hello, Finnegan.
Here it is.
Miss Vanessa, when you came in, did you see Larson?
No, but I did meet a very attractive policeman.
Policeman?
Uh-huh. He told me the entire force was out looking for a very bad boy.
Really? I wonder if they need any help.
Well, the officer warned me to be careful if I ran into him.
Maybe you shouldn't go out alone.
Don't worry about me, Finnegan. I like bad boys. Big bad boys.
Miss Vanessa, what did the boy do? Something terrible?
Well, I don't know all the details, but it seems he knocked a baseball through a window.
Yes.
Tore up a flower bed.
Uh-huh.
Knocked a fence down.
He did.
Finnegan, what's wrong? You're white as a sheep.
Do you know who the boy is?
They have a pretty good description of him.
Oh, my. I should give myself up.
You? You're not a boy, Finnegan.
I act like one, but I'm dangerous.
You dangerous?
Yes.
You never let your hair down.
Oh, yes, I do. But Bunny makes me comb it.
Finnegan, why don't we go out and tear up the town together?
I've got a pretty good start.
Have you been chasing around with other people?
Well, in a way, but not the way you think.
Then why are you so cold where I'm concerned?
Where are you concerned?
With you, Finnegan.
Oh.
Tell me, what's wrong with me?
Oh, brother, what an opportunity.
Attention, darling. Remember, Finnegan is footloose and fancy free. Do you mind if I have a shot at him?
I'd like a shot at him myself.
Oh, shoot.
Welcome, Arms. Oh, just a minute. On again, Finnegan.
Hello.
Hello, boss.
Oh, hello, Larson. Did you take care of everything? Did you see Doc Burnell?
Yeah, I saw him. He looks fine.
Oh, why? Did you give him the money?
I had to. He don't give away cents for nothing.
Didn't you pay him for the window and take care of the other things?
By golly, I knew I'd tie the string around my finger for some reason.
I was counting on you, and everything adds up to trouble. Well, hurry home and meet me in the cellar. Oh, Larson, the police are looking for me, and here we sit.
Shall we go out for the walk?
Oh, I'd be arrested before we walk 10 steps.
Boss, maybe we could get started fixing all that damage tonight. I got a flashlight.
Gee, Larson, did you think we could?
Sure, why not? I got glass for the window, plenty of it.
Larson, my friend.
I know. I am a genius.
We can put up a new clothesline.
And put up a new fence.
And fix up Frascini's fruit stand.
And make up that bed of roses.
Huh?
I will get all the tools together, and when it's dark, we can sneak out the back way.
Yes, how about midnight, Larson?
Yeah, the twitching hour. And while we are waiting, I'll sing like a silver-throated smorgasbord.
A smorgasbord? That doesn't sing. It whistles.
Don't send my boss to prison. Don't coop him up like a rat. He didn't hit that baseball. The baseball just bounced off his bat. Did a double Valtorini and a hacksaw blade. Don't send my boss to prison. Please let him go out on bail. He don't need more education. He can't learn nothing in Yale. Hidey-ho, hidey-hey, it's commencement day. Don't send my boss to prison. We will miss him when he's gone. Finnegan isn't a salmon. Don't send him up the river to reform. bid us have Zuzu and a Bebop-a-Leba.
Gosh, it's dark in this alley. You got everything, Larson?
Yeah, boss. I got the shovel, the hoe, the rope, some pickets, some fences, and a sack of fertilizer.
Shh. Don't be so noisy.
What did you say, boss?
Lucky I was carrying the glass. We'd better hurry.
Okay. Lift the window pane up.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Gee, we are lucky. It just fits by Ginger.
Okay. Now I'll hold the glass and you putty it in quick.
Yeah. Now, let me see. Where did I put that putty? Potty, potty, potty. See, Matt makes
her. Hurry up, Larson.
Oh, gee, this, boss.
For mercy's sake, Larson, what's the matter?
I forgot the potty.
Oh, no.
I got a bad memory. Even when I was a small
Larson,
boy.
Run back and get the potty and hurry up. My arms are getting tired.
Yeah, boss. I will run like a frightened goose.
Well, that was a quick trip, Larson. Hand me the putty. I can't hold this window glass forever.
Turn around with your hands up.
Huh? Oh, officer. You surprised me.
I'm sorry. Next time I'll have trumpets blow. Now, put those hands up.
But, officer.
Put them up, I say.
All right, but you'll be sorry. See what I mean?
Next case, Fairchild Finnegan.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Are you Fairchild Finnegan's father?
I'm Fairchild Finnegan.
What? You're this one boy crime with?
He's a confirmed juvenile delinquent, Judge.
Oh, juvenile delinquent, eh? Why, this boy must be at least 40 years old.
I'm very young for my age, Your Honor.
Your Honor, he's a man physically, but a yo-yo mentally.
Well, I don't know what to do with you, Finnegan.
Perhaps I'd better be going along then, sir.
Finnegan, you may not be going anywhere for quite some time.
Judge, please don't send me to reform school.
Oh, no, no, I can't send you to reform school. You're bigger than the warden. Frankly, I'm baffled. Usually, I can talk to the delinquent's father or mother.
Uncle Fairchild, Finnegan.
Bonnie, you shouldn't have come down here.
Why not? Isn't this a place for children?
Well, 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 and who is this young lady?
I'm Bunny. You might say I'm sort of his mother.
Mother?
Sort of his mother.
Mother. Well, Mother, your boy has been getting into trouble.
Uncle Finney, now what have you been doing?
No, honest, Bunny, it isn't all my fault. I just batted one ball and it busted a window. Well, when the other kids ran, I ran too, and everything happened.
Mr. Judge, he's not fully developed yet.
Yes, my dear. A case of arrested development.
Couldn't you please let him go, Judge? He'll pay for the damage.
Well, I suppose so. But after all, I should punish him.
Oh, I'll punish him. Don't worry, Uncle Finney. No cream puffs and no Roy Rogers movies for a whole month.
Barney, I'd rather go to jail than miss Roy Rogers.
Well, Finnegan, I hereby remand you to the custody of your, mother. And, Finnegan, keep out of mischief in the future. Why not take up a good, interesting hobby?
Well, that's a good idea, Judge. I think I'll take up baseball.
Yes. Oh, no! No, not that!
Than I am.
I mean, do you think I'm getting big enough to have a date?
A date? Well, yes. How about having a real date with me tomorrow, huh? We'll go to the zoo and eat peanuts and popcorn and go to the circus, see a puppet show.
Oh, that would be wonderful. It sounds like an extra special occasion.
It is, Bunny.
Born Again Finnegan, starring Stuart Irwin, is produced in Hollywood by Frank Farron. The program is directed by Hobart Donovan. Music by Johnny Duffy. Longfellow Larson is played by Harry Stewart and Fanchon by Florence Lincoln. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.